Whoa there, EDM champions. It's so good to see you all for episode 85. This week, we're covering new music from Porter Robinson, Excision and Sullivan King. Plus, we got updates on Coachella 2021. And I want to talk to you guys about my experience at my first dance music event in almost a year. All of this and so much more on this week's episode of Beyond the Beats. Let's boogie.
EDM champions, what is going on? Welcome to episode 85. It is so good to be back covered into your canals. That came out wrong, but still, it's really nice to be on the radio waves again. And we're going to kick it off this week with a little bit of energy. I just dropped this Neuro D&B playlist on Spotify, so definitely check that out. We'll put it into the show notes. But Samir and I both agree, this track in particular, okay, is really fundamental to the entire playlist. So you'll hear it building up in the background. It's going to want to get dirty. You want to get out there with your mates and your lads in the mud, just stomping about, because this track is a stomper indeed. Ladies and gents, when EDM champions, take a listen to the sounds of K-Motions with his track, Hack It.
They say, how do you manage? They talk a lot, but can they hack it? Sending it for six off the planet. I was measuring the distance till it vanished. A pessimistic vision made me panic, but lessons of the wisdom saved on my list. Above the average, mission elevate the masses. Listen to your intuition, separate the assets. Land full of wonders, name it Alice. Resonating shanties are a palace. They talk a lot, but can they hack it?
Alec, I gotta tell you something, all right? When you put together this playlist, I hadn't heard like this playlist before it was put live. So EDM champions, you and I, we were all listening to it for the first time when Alec posted it up on our socials and to our Beyond the Beat Spotify account. And let me just say, dude, I was getting amped up. I was working out to this playlist. I was like live texting Alec while I was working out, listening to it. I was like, yo, this song's dope. But this track right here, Hack It by K-Motions, bro, this is full on energy, dude. Let me tell you something, though. That whole playlist, dude, it just screams synergy to me. Okay, man?
Synergy.
It just screams.
Hold on. Okay. All right. This is it. Okay. I've been thinking about this for a long time. A very, very long time. And this is live. I'm just doing it on the air like Bill Riley. Fuck it, live. Okay. You've said synergy so many goddamn times right now. I don't think I can survive more episodes hearing it without having alcohol in my system. So right live on the air, I'm going to propose this, and we can edit this along the way. But every time that you say that word synergy, the corporate lingo that's creeping into our podcast slowly but surely, thanks to you, I'm going to have a drink. And you can too.
What?
You could go, I'm going to take a drink. Like it could be a shot or it could be a whatever. And I'm going to do it here. I'm just going to pour myself one now.
I drove Alec to drink.
You oh, no. Really have. Hold on a sec. I'm just going to grab this here. Okay. All right. I think that's good.
Dude, you gotta be kidding me right now.
No, I'm not. And I just want to give a shout out to what I'm drinking to as well. Okay. I mean, this isn't any play promotion, but if they want to, they certainly can. This is a what they call a water lily cocktail. So it's got gin, it's got creme de violette in it, it's got some orange zest, a little bit of fresh lemon. You know, I had this prepared, to be honest. I'm not going to lie, Samir, because I knew you're going to say that fucking word synergy. I knew it. So I've been thinking about this for a long time. That's why it's like already a half-prepared cocktail.
All right, dude. Well, okay. Okay. Fine. For me, it'll be synergy. But what's a word that you say?
Oh, well, cool. You already know. Eclectic will have
all
to
right,
be one.
All right, fine. Eclectic?
Eclectic will have to be one. I think vibe. We say that a lot. We say vibe a lot in there. So, and champions, everyone join along with us with this, right? Like, I know, okay, fine. Maybe if it's in the middle of the day, you listen to this, it doesn't have to be a drink. But if you have anything in your hand, like a protein shake or a cup of coffee, you know, do it. Or if you want to drink, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. We're not going to judge. We don't know where you're listening from. Do whatever you want, but play right along on with us as we do this. And then also, this could be a work in progress. Like, I've always wanted to have some type of game in here that we can have for people to go along with. So any ideas on words or things that we could do, send them in to us. You could do that through Instagram, that's at btb.pod, Twitter podbtb, or just send us an email, connect@beyondthebeats.co. but I want to get this going.
I'm just flabbergasted, but you know, while you were telling everybody what's up and encouraging people to drink appropriately with the time zone that they're in, I grabbed myself a nice Sauvignon Blanc. Okay.
Jesus Christ. What?
Dude, Sauvignon Blanc is cool, but Sauvignon Blanc, like, that's what it's all about, dude. Well, Alec, I do want to say to the EDM champions, you know, before we get into this episode, before we get into the new music for this week, I think we need to pay our respects to a woman who pioneered the sounds that we hear in today's dance and pop music. And it's with a very, very heavy heart that we tell you all that Sophie has tragically passed away at the age of 34. She was a pioneer in combining elements from genres that were kind of on the fringes of the mainstream. And she really kind of brought that all together to the forefront in today's biggest tracks. I mean, you know, her influences can be heard in music from people like Charlie XCX, Madonna, and then, of course, her own tunes. If you guys are looking for a place to really dive into what Sophie was all about and to really understand the impact that she had on the scene, I encourage you all, we encourage you all to check out her Grammy-nominated album, Oil of Every Pearls on Insides.
She honestly had just an incredible impact on the scene, and I'm sure on many, many people's lives individually.
Absolutely.
As well as through her music. So cheers to her. Let's all remember her. And just, yeah, it's bad news, but you know what? Let's celebrate her life.
Totally, totally. And as we go into this new music section, we really encourage you all to reflect on the people that have brought us the music that we hear today. Starting off with Porter Robinson. Alec, brand new song from Porter Robinson. Let's get this shit going, dude. Brand new track, Look at the Sky. Let's take a listen.
Look at the sky indeed. Seems like the sky's a bit changing. It's different, right, from what he's been putting out before. Seems like he's changing the sky a little bit. I'm kind of about this lo-fi, if that's what you want to call it.
Nice.
Yeah, is it lo-fi?
Yeah, totally, dude.
Yeah, like, you know, I was a little bit hesitant at first. I was like, oh, God, I think I'm going to hate this because, you know, that whole the gamey type of music I'm not always about. But, you know, I actually think this was a very well solidly produced track, and I can just imagine it being in a live show, right? Just in a live setting. That's where I can really imagine this track, and it's certainly what I did when I was listening to it. So I definitely developed a bit more of an appreciation as the song went on. So I'm very interested to see how he goes with this and what his upcoming album is going to be like. Very excited about it. What about you, man?
Dude, hell yeah. You know, to be quite frank with you, dude, I was a bit unsure of this new album that Porter is about to put out. And you guys know I'm a massive, massive Porter stan. Not even a fan. I'm a Porter stan.
We're using that term now. Oh, no, okay. That won't be added to the list yet.
That's not a drinking term. That's not a drinking term.
Okay.
And he's really kind of been a pivotal artist for me in developing my taste in electronic music. And Something Comforting and Get Your Wish, those are just very lukewarm for me. But I got to say, dude, Look at the Sky is probably my favorite of the singles from his new album, Nurture. And I think that this direction that he's going in has just become so abundantly clear. Soft synths, bright pianos, lo-fi vocals, and just an overall feeling of comfort and warmth. It's a super catchy song, and it's got me super pumped up for Nurture to drop in April. Let's fucking go. But let's switch gears, Alec. Let's switch gears. We're talking about Excision, Sullivan King. These guys, they teamed up for a brand new track called Unbound. Let's give that shit a play.
We'll be right back.
This track, my man, is bound to unbound whatever shackles are holding you to the ground. I was a bit worried about this. I'm not gonna lie, a bit worried. I'm not always a fan of how Sullivan King comes in with some dubstep songs, to be perfectly frank. However, I think this was executed perfectly. I think they did a very, very good job of bridging the gap between metal and dubstep or rhythm, however you want to call it. It's kind of right in between there with Americanized dubstep and the rhythm. But I thought they did a very, very good job of complementing each other. And I think it works really well as an overall track. This is nice. Certainly something that you want to put onto your workout playlist, get yourself pumped up and bench out that new PR, baby. There
Let's
we go. Let's go. What do you think, man?
Dude, I'm fucking stoked right now. It's some gym terms right now. Let's go, dude. But I want to put out a feeler to all the EDM champions. Were any of you guys like fans of like August Burns Red, A Day to Remember, or like As I Lay Dying? Because the first half of this song will have you feeling very nostalgic and longing for like those screamo metalcore sounds. I thought the breakdown, which kind of acts as like a bridge between like the metal theme and the rhythm theme, was like super well done. I just kind of wish there was more like Excision elements in the first half of this song. You know what I mean? Like the first half felt like Sullivan King and the second half felt like Excision. You had the bridge, but I got to say, I think some audiences are going to be feeling very confused about like what the fuck is going on in this song. But it's got the energy. It's kind of an interesting direction. And I thought it played well to both of their parts. So that's just how I'm feeling about this one.
Okay, here we go. Alec, where are we going to next, dude?
We got Cascade, baby. We got the man, the myth, the legend, Cascade, coming in with a dark melodic house track. Very, very interesting. We'll dig into where he released that and why that's important. But all you need to know is the song. It's called Closer. Take a listen.
Alec, I'm really pumped up that you're going to be talking about Cascade and having another release on Monster Cat, because I don't really know like what's going on with that, but I think you got some information you're about to drop on us. But dude, you already know this is a great track. Those darker, progressive sounds with haunting vocals. I mean, it's kind of a song that kind of want to like, it's going to lull you to sleep a little bit, but you might have some nightmares while you're sleeping, you know?
What?
Have like a warm glass of milk. Or like a glass of white wine while you listen to this song, okay? But this is really cool, man. Like, this is kind of like...
I think you got the vibe. I'm going to disagree. I think you got the vibe totally wrong.
Oh, okay.
Totally wrong.
Drink. You just said vibe. Drink.
Fuck. Jesus. I think you got the atmosphere totally wrong, okay? Are you done? Because okay. I'm going to disagree with you
I'm
right
done.
Here.
Go on.
Okay,
go on.
I'm going to disagree with you right here. This, for me, if you had to describe it any terms of an alcoholic sense, this is like a... you're standing there, 1-2 step in. You know, if your lady might have your G&T, nice little gin and tonic... on like a dark beach setting or a dark beach club type of setting. You know, but for me, I do probably like a nice little neat glass of whiskey, maybe. What's really cool about this, Samir, one, the fact that it's released on Monster Cat. And Monster Cat have been doing a collaboration partnership with Rocket League. And so Cascade will be releasing an EP with tracks just like this for Rocket League and Monster Cat's collaboration. So very, very interesting to do. And to see what happens with that. So we'll definitely keep tabs on that and get some more information as that comes. Second thing is, I don't know about you, man, but this reminds me about old school Cascade a bit, right?
Okay.
Going back to I Remember with Deadmau5, kind of those
nice
classic songs where it's a bit more melodic house, the electro sounds, but he modernizes it a bit, you know, with some of that, the build up that you see that you never used to really see back in the day. But it just reminds me of those songs and those vibes, and I'm just so happy, man, because I have such vivid, amazing memories of listening to those
that,
tracks,
dude,
when I was younger, and hopefully people can pick up on that too.
I love that, bro. I'm really stoked on that. Two different takes on this song, but above all, great track from Cascade.
We're diving into the new music from artists we're watching, and I'm so glad to be talking about these guys because they are a fantastic duo, two brothers from SoCal, and they just have the breadth and depth and everything you could ever want when producing tracks. And they just did an amazing remix of an absolute club banger. This is Trip Trop's remix of Valentino Khan's Deep Down Low. Deep down low.
Alec, you gotta help me out here, man. I just can't see you through all like these strobe lights and like this fog right now, bro. I mean, you know, like Valentino Khan went deep, but Trip Trop truly went deep down low with this one. I mean, their booties through the ground, dude. To be honest, I think that these guys gave this song a much needed refresh for like this huge house kick that we're on. But also, Alec, I mean, did you just notice how well balanced everything was?
Yes.
These guys, I'm telling you, bro, they're just getting better and better, and it's really dope to witness. Huge fan. What'd you think?
I'm glad that you mentioned about how clean and just how sound this song was in terms of its production and everything. And it was such a refreshing take on a song that a lot of people have done some remixes to, right? So when I saw they were doing this, I was like, damn, this has got some balls to it, because so many people have done remixes of it. It's such an iconic, classic club banger song, as I was saying. But they nailed it, and they absolutely nailed it in a way that I don't think has been done or remixed before.
Totally, bro. Totally. I'm really, really pumped up on like that positive energy right now for Trip Trop. Let's keep it going, though. Let's keep it going. We got another new song from artists that we're watching. Bro, we got Walsh Lager. Mm. Yeah, let's go, dude. Teamed up with Coca Cobra for just a banger of a tune called Drop This. The money I get bedroom, Andy. Drop this.
Fuck you, bitch. Drop this.
Okay, where do I start with this one? There is everything that you want in here. It's got continuity, it's got switch up, creativity. It's a song that is just so well produced and got so many different moving aspects to it. It's eclectic in its nature, and it's just perfect. What?
Sorry, sir. You're going to have to drink. Take a drink. Eclectic.
Fuck me. This is an absolute banger of a track, man. I mean, I'm so, so impressed with this collaboration. And again, you just talk about people going from strength to strength in terms of their sound design and production. Walsh Lager. I mean, we've talked about him a long time ago. Absolutely phenomenal hit. And then Coca Cobra. What a fucking name, first of all. Coca Cobra. Glad that you're on our radar now. But this was just an incredible, incredible release. And I think it's something that you could definitely hear the likes of someone like Matroda playing out light and absolutely rinsing in the clubs when we get back to them. What do you think?
Sorry, dude. I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Not from the alcohol. This song has just got me feeling so queasy, dude. That train horn, it just rattles your brainstem while those kicks just deliver punch after punch to your gut, okay? But on some real shit, Walsh Lager and Coca Cobra, I mean, they really teamed up for something massive right here. This has like true originality written all over it.
It does.
And these guys are next to shake up the house scene. Mark my words. Ooh. Big things coming from these guys right here.
Big, big things, man. Big, big things. Yeah, I blame the song just did things to me that it shouldn't have. It was just, it's that good of a song. So shout out to them for doing that. But you know what? If you want to find their socials, you know, to their links to their SoundCloud, everything all in the above, visit our website beyondthebeats.co, and this is episode 85, and on there you can see everything that we've talked about. We go to really extreme lengths to make sure that everything that we talk about is cited, so that, you know, we're not just talking out of our arse. So please definitely go visit that if you want to go see the links to everything that we mentioned in the news and culture section, and from there on forward. And as I said, socials, right? We've got all the socials for all the artists that we're talking about, but our socials too. We want to hear from you, especially if you like this drinking game. You think you've got different things that you could do on there, right? Send us a DM. It's at btb.pod on Instagram, and on Twitter, that's at podbtb. And if you want to shoot us an email, you could do so by emailing connect@beyondthebeats.co.
Love it, dude. Love it. And I just love how like my microphone is starting to smell like this nice Sauvignon Donc I'm drinking right now.
You've got to stop saying that. The Donc part, I just don't agree with it morally.
I'm sorry. This is just who I am. But dude, besides just sending in suggestions for our new drinking game that Alec
Just I just spontaneously invented.
I'm just so shook right now that like I drove you to drink right now. Like that's just how I feel about
it. I feel like I'm in a board meeting every time you bring up that synergy. You gotta have synergy.
But besides just sending in suggestions for Alex drinking game right here, we want you guys to send in your questions that we can answer on the podcast. And we're super excited to start off this week's news and culture section with an awesome question from Beatrice in New Jersey, and she asks this: do you have any tips on how to get involved in the EDM scene in any way that falls below music production or remixing? So I thought this was a really interesting question because this is just such a fascinating time right now to kind of explore new hobbies that you may be interested in, right? Here's just what I want to start off by saying, all right? Like this is just super, super important to me just as a person, just as who I am. Like I firmly, firmly believe that nothing is unobtainable and nothing cannot be learned by the resources that are out there today. And you can learn so much thanks to people who put together tutorials on YouTube or forums or, you know, the things that people post on Reddit, or just reaching out to artists that you are interested in. A lot of people are finding that they have extra time because of COVID-19 on their hands. So now more than ever is the best time to learn something new. And Beatrice, that's why I love this question so much, because I hope that in us talking about this will not only inspire you to pick up production, but will also inspire others. So my biggest tips, I kind of already mentioned, go on YouTube, all right? Go check out forums and search how to make sounds like so-and-so. There are tutorials out there that will teach you how to make sounds like Zed and his song Clarity. I used to follow that tutorial like a couple years ago, just try my hand at it, right? And what's great is that there are plenty of free trials for software out there like Ableton. So a person can easily download Ableton and use it for 90 days and really explore if this is a hobby or a passion that they want to pick up. So the great news is you really don't have to spend any money from the get-go. You can do it all from your computer, and there are limitless resources on helping you take your knowledge to the next level. Alec, I got to calm down a little bit because I'm fired up right now. I just love personal growth. What do you think?
Not only do what Samir said, but when you do so, go into it with absolute confidence and assurance in yourself that you will be able to find a way to learn something. Like it's probably quite intimidating at first, right? And you may not necessarily hit the nail on the head at the beginning, but go into it with confidence and an understanding that, you know what, it may not work out in the way that I think it will. But conversely, what seems weird, at least in my personal opinion, when I go in to try new things with that, with the full understanding that I'm going to go 110% into this, but I also understand that it's not the end of the world if it doesn't turn out the way that I want it to. For some reason, having that kind of thing that sidelines you and humbles you and grounds you, where you don't think you're going to achieve, you know, and be the best producer and remixer from it, in a way that actually propels you forward and allows you to take risks. And risks are absolutely necessary in order to achieve any type of creative endeavor. So when you do this, Beatrice, just please go into it with full confidence in yourself, but also a recognition that it doesn't have to be perfect. It's going to take some time. And you may never reach the goal that you want to be, but just have fun with it. Do it for the joy of learning something new. And I think you'll get great results from it.
Dude, I absolutely love that, man. Just intrinsically, I just get so fired up when people just like explore their passions and their hobbies, because there's just nothing better in learning something new. And on top of that, learning something new and then taking your skills to the next level, to the next chapter. And Beatrice, you know, please feel free to share with us the music that you make, and EDM champions all over the world, please feel free to share the music that you guys make, because we genuinely, genuinely want to hear it. We just get so amped up on what people are doing out there. Well, dude, let's switch gears. We got some announcements, some new information coming out of Coachella. So this is kind of interesting, Alec, and I'm really excited to talk to you about this one. Coachella has announced that their 2021 dates are canceled for now.
Whoa. What does that mean?
For now. Right? Let me just start by saying that, you know, while I know this is kind of like discouraging news and it kind of makes me feel worried for the rest of 2021, I don't think that we should be using this as like a blanket indicator for the rest of the year.
Agreed.
In the US as it relates to like the festival or the rave scene, right? I mean, the original April 2021 dates were just, it was just far too soon to happen, especially in a state like California, and especially with the vaccine administration just lagging so behind in the US. And while Coachella did not mention any new dates, that doesn't mean that that it's completely off the table for 2021. Here's what I think is going on, right? They canceled April 2020 and then they announced October 2020 and then October 2020 got canceled and then, you know, April 2021 got canceled. And I think just having to constantly cancel your festival iteration after iteration or new date after new date is honestly kind of embarrassing for the organization to constantly be like, yeah, it's not happening. And like, I feel like they're just like waiting before they announce some new dates. And I'm sure they'll give ample heads up time or offer refunds to people who can't make it on the new dates. But I feel pretty hopeful that at the end of the year, especially as it relates to Southern California or California festivals in general, in places that it's warm, I think we might see some festivals come back at the end of 2021. And in turn, I don't think it's just going to be Coachella that is going to follow suit like this. I think we're going to see other festivals do this as well. And I think that new dates are not going to be announced until we see a certain percentage of the U.S. population either vaccinated or we have reached herd immunity. Alec, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's definitely going to be a percentage of the population vaccinated and also the enforcement measures of having, okay, do you have a PCR test 3 days, 2 days within going to the festival and then having to provide proof of that. So these other measures too, but I agree with you, Samir, especially for a sizable festival such as Coachella. I mean, it brings people internationally, not just across the US, but internationally. When you have such a large size festival, I think it's very smart for them to keep postponing it. I know it's an embarrassment and it's tough, but they're doing the right thing. And this certainly is the right thing to do because, I mean, how many people, I don't know off the top of my head, but
I don't know either.
A whole lot of people.
It's a world-renowned festival, bro.
Right.
It's a world-renowned festival.
And it's going to be the toughest for those festivals to survive. So I would keep my eye on smaller, little festivals. Like, I'm eyeing Crossed. I'm like, what is Crossed thinking about doing at some point, you know? Like, I'm very interested to see.
You want to make your way down to San Diego, spend time with your good pal Samir so we can go rave?
Of course. Actually, I was thinking Radcat, not you, but you know, I know he's down there. So
word up to Radcat.
Yeah, not you, Samir. I get enough. I see and talk to you enough, right? Don't need to talk to you more. But you know, man, as you said, I 100% agree. It is not indicative of what's going to be for the rest of 2021. But just bear in mind the sheer size of Coachella and similar size festivals, it's going to be tough for them to forecast when they're able to have it. And you just got to go safety first, right? You have to go safety first, not just for the pure safety reasons, which should be in of itself alone reason enough to cancel it or postpone it, but also just from the legality wise for the business as well. It makes the most sense to do it. So I'm glad that they're postponing it. And this is just going to have to be a, you know, play it by ear type of thing. I think the next few months, my prediction is in the next few months, we're really going to see how quickly we're able to turn the tables and get back to some form, albeit even if it's limited in-person events.
So Alec, I actually think this is a perfect segue into our next and our final news and culture topic here. And it's just so weird for me to come up on this microphone and talk to you and talk to the EDM champions about like in-person rave events or festival events, because it's been almost a year since we've done this. Just this past weekend, I got a chance to go to Insomniac's Electric Mile Drive-Thru art installation located in Southern California, just 15 minutes outside of Los Angeles. And what this is that Insomniac took over a part of a park, mostly just like a massive parking lot. They put in all these different art pieces to the different festivals that they throw. So you saw art pieces from their festivals like Nocturnal Wonderland or Beyond Wonderland or like Countdown. And then, of course, EDC Vegas. And it's really neat because your car kind of drives and snakes its way around this parking lot. And you go into like these different quote-unquote festival experiences. And it was awesome, man. Like, you know, at EDC, like they have the people, you know, walking around the speedway, dancing, and like, you know, having a great time, like the Insomniac performers, they had that there. And then they had like a complete remake of like Bass Pod at one point at EDC, which was really neat.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. And then they also had a remake of like EDC 2014's Kinetic Cathedral main stage, so they had that. And then they had like, you know, the Mad Hatter characters from like their Beyond Wonderland festival, so it was just so well done.
That's awesome.
But here's the thing about Insomniac's Electric Mile. The event, was only about $120 after taxes and fees for the whole car. So we had four of us in the car, so it was $30 per person. It was really, really well produced, well done, as you come to expect from Insomniac. So the cost was pretty cheap, right? The experience was kind of unlike anything else you would think that you'd be able to do, right? I mean, who, you know, drive through art installations. I mean, I can't think of that many organizations who are throwing these sorts of things.
Right, right.
But above all, what I think this event really expertly accomplished was that it introduced people to a whole world that they may not truly know about, right? Mm. Because I'm thinking about this from the perspective of families, young families especially.
And there were young families attending that?
Oh my God, it was so cute. Like there was just all these cars filled with like young kids and like, you know, they're driving through and they're saying, wow, look at this. And like, you know, like people would like pop up through the sunroof of their car and like dance while the car is driving at 3 miles per hour and the music is playing through the radio. Awesome. Dude, it was the most adorable thing I've ever seen. But what this event is really going to expertly accomplish is that it's going to guarantee Insomniac that they're going to have new people interested in attending their festivals. And not only that, getting them excited about getting back to festival season. That, I think, is the biggest piece of this whole thing. Like, going through this, I mean, I knew EDC. I'm ready to go back to EDC, baby. Let's fucking go. But I'm even more pumped now to go to Countdown or to go to Escape, Psycho Circus, or to go to Beyond Wonderland. And I think what this event really did well was that it was kind of a giant billboard for all the events that Insomniac puts on, but it was super well done, and it really got younger audiences interested in attending events like this.
It's such an innovative way to do it, to engage not only potentially a younger demographic and also just really the family, right? Because we do know that there are, and it's more niche, you know, let's be honest, it is a bit more niche, but there are families of people, you know, people grew up maybe as headbangers and then they have kids and stuff like that. There are families where a lot of the music they play is going to be electronic music. So this is really a great way to start integrating them naturally into the scene. And that's a brilliant marketing front by, you know, Insomniac here. And I don't want to say marketing front in the derogatory sense. I don't think it's purely for the benefits of, you know, like corporate wealth or anything. But obviously it's a business. They have to make business decisions. And this certainly plays well into the PR and marketing department. As you said, Samir, it was a billboard for not only EDC and the most well-known stuff. It was a billboard for all of the other types of festivals and events that people may not be, you know, cognizant of, even if they are pretty well ingrained in the scene. And it also brings on and engages a potentially new generation of people and a potentially new generation of ravers in a way that may not have been able to do before. And it's different, right? So it's different. It's something that you can do that's COVID safe. You know, I know for a fact that you guys, you know, you're all COVID safe. I genuinely hope that everyone else in their cars, their immediate family were safe as well. But I think this is, again, something innovative that still allows people to be relatively safe, you know, to a degree. You know, my whole thing is it's about risk aversion, minimalizing as much risk as you can, but you still have to have some type of life. And this gives a little bit of life to the dance music scene for people who are missing it. And I think this is just a brilliant, brilliant way to go out and enjoy yourself. So I'm very jealous of you, man. Like, I'm very jealous that... and for context, people, Samir is now in San Diego. If you haven't tuned in for the first one, he was in New York, so he's now in San Diego. So he had an easy drive there. Bit far of a drive for me. I'm out in San Francisco, so it wasn't quite... you know, there. But I tell you, it's just, I was very jealous of it and it looked fantastic. Do you have any videos or anything that you could put on our socials?
I'm really glad that you brought that up because I'm actually putting together a quick 60-second mini vlog of my trip through Insomniac's Electric Mile that'll drop on Friday after this episode comes out. So guys, keep an eye on our socials at btb.pod on Instagram is where you're definitely going to be able to catch that.
I love that. And I mean, he's got a good eye, Samir does. He has a good eye. Like, I remember taking the piss out of him when we were at Ultra 2016. Wherever it was. Was it 2016? 2018. Jesus, time flies. 2018. And I just remember seeing him, you know, by one of these stages, some guy was blowing up little air bubbles and he's there with his little camera, like pointing up real cute. Like, oh, can I get a picture of that? And I was just like, what the hell is this guy doing? But I understand it now. He's going to put on a good vlog, so definitely check it out when it comes.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. EDM Champions, you guys already know, head over to the Instagram at btb.pod to get a quick view of everything that we're up to, but especially that little Electric Mile vlog that I'm putting together. Like I said, really dope event. Just really got me and my crew amped up to get back on the dance floor. And then, of course, we're on Twitter at podbtb. Feel free to DM us. Seriously, feel free to DM us. Feel free to let us know what's up, what you guys are up to, what you're listening to, any questions you have for us. And, of course, any way that we can make this drinking game a little bit better right here on the show. And guys, thank you for being you. We're really happy to be back for season 3 of Beyond the Beats. Alec, where are we going next?
Oh, so good to be back for season 3. And it is so good to be going back to the penultimate section of this podcast for EDM champions that are just joining us. It's really, honestly, it's amazing. Over the winter break, we saw even more people coming from across the world, more EDM champions joining our community. To all those who are new, what's up? We see you. Welcome to the show. This section, which will be unbeknownst to you, is called the What Are We Listening To section, where we will rate, review, and talk about two different tracks, EPs, or albums. And this week, we've got two very different tracks, two very different styles.
Oh, yeah.
And this could be some very good, interesting conversation, maybe a little bit of controversy in there. But before we get into it, we like to do our own twist on how we rate and review it. So Samir, my man, please take it away. We're reminding all of our champions, both old and new, what our rating scale is.
Here on Beyond the Beats, we have our very own unique rating scale, and it ranges from levels 1 through 5. Level 1 is what we call one listen. It's where you listen to a track and you're probably never ever going to listen again, but you're encouraging other people to give it a listen. Level 2 is what we call background noise. It's when a song comes on, it's playing in the background, you're not going to really do anything with it, you might be doing other things, you're not too bothered by it, but it's there to keep you company. Level 3 is what we call turn it up. It's when a song comes on, you grab the volume knob and you turn it up. Level 4 is what we call just bought tickets. It's when you listen to a piece of music, you listen to an artist, and you immediately look up the next time that they're coming to your town and you gotta buy those tickets. And level 5 is speechless. It's just you and the music. The song transports you into another world and literally leaves you speechless. So to recap, level 1 is one listen, level 2 is background noise, level 3 is turn it up, level 4 is just bought tickets, and level 5 is speechless. Let's get back to it.
Thank you, sir. Okay, which vibe are we starting to... Shit, I just said vibe.
All right, drink.
What atmosphere are we going with? We're going dark and heavy. We're going for kind of the 1-2 step in house track style.
Dealer's choice, Alec. Where do you want to start?
Dealer's choice. Let's go heavy. I'm going to start off dark and heavy first. All right. EDM Champions. I know some people have been waiting for this track to come out for a long time. It's definitely been a collaboration that has been talked about on EDM Twitter and on Reddit. Kaizo, Black Tiger Sex Machine, and Point North for the vocals teamed up for this track called Lifeline. Take a listen.
Dear gosh.
Oh no.
What's going on here?
Talk to me, brother. What's going on?
Not much to say, but the first drop of this song is such a fucking mess. Like, there is just way too much shit going on,
laid
dude.
Laid into them with that 7-year dunk.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking my claws out right now, dude. It seems like Kaizo and Black Tiger Sex Machine, they were fighting over who gets to play their sounds next. It was just way too much back and forth with zero grace, which is such a shame because the second drop is actually perfect. Okay.
Mm.
It's like they forgot the presentation I was doing on Synergy until...
Dude, Jesus, Synergy, drink.
I'll drink after I finish my thought here. It's like they forgot the presentation on Synergy that I just gave until... the second drop. But I will say, though, Point North's vocals were just so well done. They fit so well into this collaboration. Like, it actually just, like, hearing the lyrics just got me hyped up for this song. The second drop really saved the rest of this song. Alec, what'd you think?
Oh, man. Actually, and you know what, Smith, to be fair, I think for the drinking game, like, if we're in the middle of a thought, we'll call out at the end of the thought rather than interrupting it. I think that's a good thing moving forward. Agreed. So we'll start doing that. Wow, okay. You're pretty harsh on that one. For me, this was a very interesting collaboration. I actually do like it, but there are some critiques I have of it, which certainly lend itself to your analysis and, quite frankly, very blunt criticization of this. Criticization,
like,
that's not even a word, but your overall critique of it, which is rather harsh. I think I'd have some things that lend itself to it. I think the drop in of itself is kind of, it's cool. In isolation, it's got that rhythm. It's got that heaviness to it. I love how, even in the first drop, which I know you think is arse, they actually throw in some of the highest synths from the build-up. I thought that was really cool, kind of going with that call and response type of play. But I feel like in the build-up, especially on that first drop, they didn't indicate enough that there was going to be a darker, bassier type of switch up. I was very much preparing myself for a melodic dubstep type of drop. And you can hear that if you pay attention, go back and listen to it. With all the Simpson, with the vocals and the way that they are, you are expecting much more of a melodic bass drop. They don't really indicate that it's going to switch gears here. Now, people who do this very well are people like Seven Lions, right? They'll start off with something airy, lightier synths, and as the build-up goes, they'll start adding in darker elements, which really indicate the listener that there's going to be a harder type of drop here. And also, we're watching, good friend of ours, Scribe, does that absolutely brilliantly there, where he's able to play the line between that. But with here, I don't know if it was the mastering, you can kind of hear in the background, but you didn't really hear any of that darkness coming in. So for me, I was totally thrown back when that rhythm or that dubstep, whatever you want to categorize it as, came into play. I thought that drop was actually kind of dope, and the second drop too. But
yeah,
it just, the continuity for me wasn't there. So I feel like this song would have been a lot better if they had indicated somewhat in the build-up that there was going to be this switch up in vibe and switch up in terms of heaviness. You have to leave some sort of indication in the build-up that is switching.
The song I thought was good overall. It's just it's such a shame that there was just some pieces that were desperately missing.
Yeah, just missing. Not there.
Yeah. Next up, we got Gorgon City and Drama. Brand new song. We got You've Done Enough. Let's give it a spin.
That you've done, I think you've done enough.
This is a track, my man, that I could just be spinning all day long on repeat. This is
Let's go, baby. Looper.
That you could do, right? That's a new term for me, looper, meaning you just have this shit on loop and people wouldn't give a fuck, right? This is just one of those tracks that's got a beautiful combination of tech house or melodic house, if you want to say it, but it's really more tech house probably in this case, with amazing vocals provided by Drama. And they've teamed up before, right? We've already talked about it, like Nobody, and I know, Samir, that you're a particular fan of the dub, or the Terrace dub of that, particular fan
it.
Of that one.
Love it.
When they dub it. I love when they dub their tracks too. But this is just, it just shows you, man, that I think this type of tech house with vocals is becoming the new radio format. I mean, Fisher unlocked it all, but I actually would say that before that, it was Gorgon City and Chris Lake who were really opening it up for the mass production and then just the mass distribution of these types of sounds being played on the radio, being played at bars. So I really do think that this is the type of formula that's going to make it to the radio and to the main stage. And you know what? While some people may think this is diluting the scene, it's becoming the next, you know, kind of a big mainstream thing, I'm about it because you know what? It's class. I love this. Like, if this is the new mainstream, I'm about it.
Dude, I'm really excited about this energy that you got right now for this new wave of house music, especially as it's coming on to more of the mainstream, it's hitting more of the radio, because I so agree with you, dude. I so agree with you. The four of them, Gorgon City, there's two people there, Drama, there's two people there. They just teamed up for something amazing here, right? I mean, they just followed up Nobody in such a terrific way. The vocals are captivating. Those ricocheting plucks, they just keep you in trance. And then overall, the track is just so expertly laid out. You could be listening to this track while you're just chilling or while you're ready to jam out and party while the sun sets. I'm a big fan of this, and I'm very excited to see how far Gorgon City and artists like them can take this sound further.
It's gonna be massive, man. Absolutely massive. I mean, the Manchester boys are really representing
the lads sound. are ready to go.
Oh, absolutely.
They got their bucket hats on. Oh,
they know
they're ready to go. Alec Queso, Black Tiger, Sex Machine, Point North. I know we're gonna differ a little bit on this one. Alec, brand new track called Lifeline. What are your thoughts? Give it to me.
Oh, you know, man, I'm feeling a bit I'm going to be a bit generous. I'm going to be a bit generous with this one. I'm going to give this one a level 3 out of 5, turn it up. This is definitely a generous one. If we had decimals, which we've discussed all the time, 3 seasons, Samir refuses to have it. This would be more like a 2.5 for me, but it's a level 3 because Samir's a dick and he wants to continue this. For me, this is something that it's like I see so much promise with it, and in isolation, I do appreciate certain parts of it. What I could definitely see happening is people using this in their sets and kind of picking and choosing parts of the song that they want to bring in. Like maybe the drop would be swapped in with some other type of build up or vice versa. Not too sure, but you know what? Fuck it. I actually kind of like the drop, so I'm going to go with it, be generous, and I want to turn it up when I hear it.
Bro, I'm pumped up on that because I'm giving this a one listen. I'm sorry, buddy. That's where I'm going with this one here.
Jesus.
It's such a shame because I was really, really digging this song right up until that first drop. Like
It is a great build-up, isn't it? It really is.
It's so good.
But the build-up's great. In good conscience,
I just can't sit here and be like, oh, this is a background noise because it's not. It's not a background noise. This is a one listen for me. I'm never going to listen to this song again unless I'm forced to by Alec.
On my next DJ set, I'm just going to be playing it. I'm going to play all the ones, all the songs that he, I'm going to go back and listen to all the ones that he gave it one less little background noise to, and I'm playing it.
That'd be awful. But my hope is that this song does receive a nice remix package.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
I'd love to check out the remixes that this song receives. So there's my thoughts on that. Bro, let's get amped up right now. We got Gorgon City and Drama. The four of them, they just teamed up for another dope song called You've Done Enough. Alec, are we partying with the UK lads?
I mean, we're going wherever the hell this song is being played because this is a very, very easy level 4 out of 5. Just bought tickets. I was always going to see Gorgon City, so I'd always buy tickets, regardless of the songs they produce. But if this was in a vacuum, like I'd never heard of them before, this certainly would push me to go onto the website wherever you get tickets, and I would just buy them straight up, straight there. This is certainly an incredible song that comes from this. Nothing, you know, terribly original, nothing too crazy out of the blue, but it's just so catchy, and just you could just see being an amazing vibe when you see it live and fitting so well into a set, and just something you also want to stick onto your Spotify or your Apple Music when you drive around in the car. Just an overall fantastic track. Big up to Gorgon City and Drama. What'd you think?
Right there with you, dude. I already got my Amex Everyday credit card and I'm ready to go, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Swiping it down the machine. I'm buying the tickets. I'm buying the freaking drinks at the bar. We're dancing. We're grooving all night long to Gorgon City and Drama for their new song, You've Done Enough. Really big fan of this one.
Dude, love it. Love it. And speaking of fans, all right, this is one of my favorite parts of the entire podcast. It's honestly a big reason why we decided to do it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, EDM champions of the entire world, to the artists we're watching section. This is where we will choose every single week, and I'm going to put an emphasis on this, every single week, one artist each that we think deserves more of a spotlight than they're currently doing. This is truly a section where we want to uphold the underground and just give people a platform and have a meaningful impact in their life and in their career. So hopefully we do that by giving them shout outs on here. The artist watching section is something that you can find on our SoundCloud. The links will be in the show notes and on our website, so you can see all the people that we've mentioned from the prior 2 seasons, but definitely go check out those as well. But for this week, we have 2 very different, but very interesting and very, very talented artists. So Samir,
we do this every fucking week, but I can't remember who went first last time. It was last season or the last week that we talked about it. Who did I go first? I think I did.
I think you went first last time, so I'll take it away this week.
Okay,
right?
You'll go.
Honestly, bro, I'm so excited for this right now. I'm so excited right now because, look, I've been dealing out some mucho hate right now on remakes of tracks, but every once in a while, it's just done so well with so much originality. You just got to step back and you got to applaud the artists involved, all right? Revelries, based out of the Netherlands, has this really dope, like almost tropical deep house sound to them. They combine a lot of like these real world instruments like shakers or pianos, acoustic guitars, whistling, and they just always team up with incredible vocalists, especially when they do these remakes. I've been listening to their music so much lately, especially since we've been on break, and these guys have just captured my attention like no other. I just cannot get enough of their music to the point where I was actually going to make this song my on repeat next week.
Oh.
But I looked into them a little bit more and I thought that they were too big for the artists that were watching section. However, they're not. And I got to get them more attention. I'm so pumped up on this. Okay. But you know what? It's time to get chill. It's time to sing along. And it's time to vibe to their remake of The Weeknd's Blinding Lights with vocals from Victoria Voss. I'm running out of time. Cause I can see the sun light up the sky. So I hit the road in overdrive, baby. The city's cold and empty. No one's around to judge me. I can't see clearly where you're gone. I say, I am blinded by the light. Now I can't sleep late till I feel.
Wow, man. Wow. And I know you are a stickler for any type of covers on, you know, what's, I'm going to call it a classic song. I think Blinding Lights is getting there to be, but you know, by the Weeknd originally just a really good song and probably will be heralded at some point as more of a classic, quote unquote, as we get older. It's crazy to think about. But
oh yeah,
I think they did a fantastic, fantastic job with this, and just it's such an amazing vibe that, you know, it's one of those things where you just sit around to it. You could be either sitting on your sofa pretending like you're at a festival, imagining you're there, or just having a good night with your boo, or a Zoom call with your best friends who live far away. It's just something that is going to be able to be played in multiple different scenarios and have the similar and same effect of having this glorious rush of delight. And that's how I would say the song impacted me, man.
I'm really excited about that, man. I really am. Because every single person that I play this song for just gets so amped up on it. They always ask me, like, whose remix is this? How do I add this? Like, can you send me the link to this? Like, this is a song that I really feel like anybody can get down to. Like, I truly, truly mean that. Every time I play this song, people are singing along to it. People are getting amped up. This is smooching music. This is just chilling music. This is party music. Whatever, dude. Get to the show notes. Give Revelries a follow because all their tracks are dope and they're super well talented. And the best part is every single one of their songs, super well produced. That's who I got this week, Alec.
Love it. Love it.
And I'm so excited for your pick.
Oh yeah,
give it to me, baby. Let's end this episode in a major way. Let's go.
We do, but before that, I do have to say, I said vibe, so that is a drink there. Okay. I forgot about that. Woo. EDM champions, ladies and gentlemen of the globe, I'm going to introduce you today to a freak, someone who gets very freaky in all the right ways. You probably want to get freaky in your bedroom after this. You might want to get freaky in the club after this. In your car on the way to some type of art installation perhaps. No matter where, no matter who you are, you're going to want to get freaky and down to these beats.
Ladies and gentlemen, EDM champions of the world, you can hear it building up in the background, and I am so excited to put this onto your radar. But my main man, straight out of LA, Phantom Freak, just has an incredible bass house sound that will get you moving. Take a listen to his track called Cold Blooded.
Premeditated murder.
I'm pumped up on this right now. This guy just packed in so much energy into some house music. What I love is, like, I love the samples that he's using in his tracks too.
Right?
Especially in this one. So Alec, like, give me some more context right now, like where these samples came from, because it kind of sounded like a horror flick, like a scary movie sort of thing. What's going on?
No,
here?
That's exactly what it is. He actually does do that with horror movies, right? So he's from LA in California, and again, as I said, Phantom Freak, but it's spelled F-A-N-T-O-M space R, sorry, Jesus, I can't even spell it right, F-R-E-K, so Phantom Freak. And you know what, I mean, he's been around since 2010, producing really since 2015. He does a bit of house, UK garage, drum and bass, breaks, yeah, all of the good stuff with it.
I wanted to kind of point that out too. Like, I love how in the middle of that track, there was a bit of breakbeat in,
yeah,
there too, which
exactly,
just totally,
right,
came out of nowhere, which I was just not expecting.
Exactly.
Sorry, go on.
No, but he'll do this, right? And back to kind of your horror story, you know, and horror flicks sampling question there. Indeed it is, because he actually has a weekly Twitch stream, which we'll have in our show notes as well, called Freaky Friday. Just very well branded and on brand there. Well, he'll play yeah, house music and vintage horror shows. Definitely check that out. But I mean, he's already gaining some serious traction in the scene. He's got releases on The Boathouse, Do Not Duplicate, House of Hustle, In Rotation, World Famous Headquarters, and so much more. I mean, he's just on his path to stardom. And I also just want to give a big shout out to the EDM champion community, because this was someone that was recommended on our Instagram post. So
nice,
big shout out to people doing that. We really do go through those comments and listen to everybody that's recommended. And this is somebody that, honestly, I'm a bit embarrassed I've not heard about in the scene before, but I'm certainly very glad that I've heard of him now.
Bro, really pumped up on that. Alec, feels good. How much of your drink do you have left over there, buddy?
I'm done with it.
Oh my god. Okay.
I finished it. Yeah, well, it's a little cocktail, it's a small cocktail, so
yeah,
it wasn't much.
Gotcha. Well,
and I said vibe too much, so there you go.
Totally. EDM champions, I just really want to quickly come back and say this, right? I don't know. I'm feeling very, very inspired by Beatrice's question, where I just really, indeed, need to reiterate this point right now. Okay. There is no better time to pick up a new skill than right now. This is the best time. Don't put it off. Don't think I'll start next week. Don't think I'll start tomorrow. Start it now. Get those wheels in motion. Make it a part of your routine. And who knows where you're going to take that. And personal development is just as important as career development or educational development or what have you. It's just as important. Remember to focus on yourself, look inwards, think about the things that make you happy, and pursue those passions. Guys, we'll be back next week for episode 86 of Beyond the Beats. We love talking to you. Hit subscribe, drop a rating, tell your friends, tell your dog, tell your grandma, tell your grandpa about Beyond the Beats. Spread the love, and you know we're going to love you guys right back. We'll see you next week.